This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. It's the evening edition's Top 5 at 5. We're going to be taking a look at small ethnic groups now. The Human Rights Commission of Malaysia, Suhakam, has warned that these small ethnic groups will slowly disappear if nothing is done to counter those who attempt to force their cultural practices and norms on others.
Yep, so this was said at the 7th National Conference on Non-Discrimination and Enjoyment of Cultural Rights in Malaysia for All. So the Suhakam Commission has said that there were some in the majority race who are guilty of this practice, saying that enjoyment of cultural rights in Malaysia for all is quickly becoming meaningless due to strong pressure from some individuals, saying that he believes that there is still a silent majority among the group which does not prescribe to the practice of forcing their culture on others, but we're going to see the disappearance of smaller ethnic groups if the majority continues to remain silent.
Yep, this is a problem. I mean, this is a real issue, right? I mean, yes, just yesterday we were talking about Bangsa Malaysia, and if you stretch that to an extreme conclusion, like what happened in Indonesia, for example, where everyone kind of adopts similar naming methods and all of that stuff, it does run the risk of losing a sense of cultural identity under the guise of national unity.
Well,
right?
He specifically talks about 32 small ethnic groups, which will disappear if Malaysians don't speak up. You know, talking about these ethnic groups in Sabah and Sarawak, how that must mean something in Malaysia, and how they have values that we can learn from.
Yeah, and it's also, I mean, there are multiple reasons as to why these things happen. One of it, of course, is, you know, if there is a national move towards kind of nationalizing everything, that's one way. And then the other thing is, of course, just progress, right? As members of these ethnic groups intermarry, leave small towns and villages, they begin to lose their language and they begin to adopt other, more dominant cultures as well.
Yeah, but that's the thing. So I think there's a distinction to be made between protecting one's culture and protecting, say, a community. So we're talking about these ethnic groups. So when it comes to culture, the very nature, I suppose, of culture is that it evolves. I mean, things that were relevant 100 years ago may not, very often is not relevant today. But when it comes to protecting communities, you have to look at other things, not just speaking up. You have to look at the structures, whether or not their rights are being protected, whether they have equal access to, you know, things that every other citizen in Malaysia has.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. We're going to cross over now to Suhakam Commissioner Gerald Joseph, who has attended the National Conference on Non-Discrimination Enjoyment of Cultural Rights in Malaysia for All. Suhakam's efforts in cultural rights include fighting for indigenous land rights and working with state governments to implement international standards against racial discrimination. Gerald, thank you so much for joining us. Have you seen minority cultures being put at risk when others try to force their culture upon them?
I think this is a perennial problem in almost all nations. Who decides what's the mainstream narrative for the nation? So I think minorities always would feel left out if the country is based on what the broader, larger majority group decides. So this is something that can be seen very easily as an example of the tick box, the done line that already keeps out a big part of Malaysia out. No, it's only Malay, Chinese, Indian, and everybody else is a done line. So the Orang Aslis, the Sabah ethnic communities, the Sarawak ethnic communities will definitely feel that they are already left out. That's just one example among many others. There are many other examples of the majority-minority dichotomy in Malaysia.
So, Gerald, why do you think this happens? So is there a thin line that's easily crossed when some people think they're acting from good intentions, but in fact, they're imposing cultural values on others?
Yeah, maybe the intentions may always be... most people feel that it's the right thing to do. You know? They say that the history, the cultural framework of Malaysia is based on the Malay culture or Islamic culture. Then when you discuss with the Orang Asli communities, they said, no, we were here thousands of years ago. So then you realize, actually, this is an amalgamation of many different communities, and Malaysia would be much more enriched by a mix of this kind of experiences and feeling. But as good as their intentions may be, but once it's imposing over another community what should all Malaysians do or don't do, then you have a great difficulty, because to actually be able to have what one would call as my cultural experience or identity, then I should be able to also share about what's the expression of my culture, you know, what food I do, what kind of clothes I wear. And that's what I think Malaysia is sort of struggling between these two groups, because in the more recent few years, you see small groups of people telling this cannot be done, or that skirt is too short, you cannot go into an office, the cups must be separated. In one school, there was a cups for Muslim, non-Muslim. So these are ideas coming from people thinking that is the way that their cultural expression must mean. But what about the others who also have a right to be what they think is normal for all?
And how important is it for people in majority groups to speak up against those who are forcing certain cultural values upon others?
I think everyone in Malaysia must speak up, you know. The people by numerical majority in an ethnic group, like say the Malay majority, need to speak up. So I think it's a Malaysian project for all to defend a common space and to develop what is called a Bangsa Malaysia, you know, the Malaysian race, which was one of the aspirations of Wawasan 2020 that is still not close at hand. Everybody talks about it, but not enough effort is put into it. And I think if the majority voice speaks up, then we would see less and less smaller groups who will threaten the nation by always rejecting, denouncing, and attacking other forms of expression by what those groups think is the right way of being a Muslim or being a Hindu or being a Malay or being a whichever group. That is the way I think we can reclaim a common space called Malaysia. So, I you know, the quote that is often said is that we must all be able to experience the common Malaysian sun shining over all of us. And I think that is a hope that we always live for.
Thanks, Gerald. That was Suhakam Commissioner Gerald Joseph on small ethnic groups and I guess how they may be endangered if we do nothing as the majority, right?
Right.
Yeah, we've got a story about Singapore coming up and apparently how they're absolute champions at preparing their young people for getting ready for the future. That's coming your way on your top five at five.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.